a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The House Taxation Committee will now come to order. The House Taxation Committee will now come to order. Thank you. I'd like to welcome those who are here with us today and also greet those who are listening on the internet. As a reminder, please make sure your cell phones are turned to the silent or off position, along with any other electronic devices. And at this point in time, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Bartlett.
Here.
Beal.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Killer. Hirschman.
Here.
Botterell.
There.
May.
Here.
Larstrup.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Wessel.
Here.
Quick.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Rosum.
Here.
Solem.
Sure.
We have a quorum, and at this particular time, I'd ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
That motion by Representative Rosum, seconded by Representative Duvall. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Just as a reminder, if you're wanting to testify on any of the bills we have on our agenda today, please sign in at the back of the room. And with that, I see we have one page today. Come on up and that's all we get? No, we get a lot more, don't we? Tell us who you are, where you're from, and where you're going.
I'm Mike Dupick. I'm from Roosevelt High School. I'm from Sioux Falls. And I just got accepted into NSU for a banking and financial services major and political science minor. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Good. Are we going to see you up here in one of these chairs someday?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Good. Good. Set your sights high. I know the most of us have failed to do that up to this point in time, but, you know, you always have to... I think most of us are still trying to figure out what we want to do when we grow up. And so, yeah, myself included. We have a slight modification to our agenda today. On the House floor, Senate Bill 135 was removed from the Taxation Committee and put in the House State Affairs Committee. So we will not be hearing Senate Bill 135 in this room this morning. Representative Latterell.
I just want the record to show I voted no on that motion on the floor yesterday.
Okay, duly noted. And also, if you look at Senate Bill 5, Senator Peterson is across the way opening up comments on a different bill. So what we will do is take Senate Bill 56 first, and then we, as soon as Senator Peterson shows up, then we'll move to Senate Bill 5. So that's the order of business for today. And with that, then, I will open up testimony on Senate Bill 56. And Senate Bill 56 is an act to provide direction regarding the calculation of adjusted gross proceeds for the purpose of calculating the gaming tax. And with that, I will hear proponent testimony on Senate Bill 56. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Timothy Johns. I'm a representative from District 31. I'm here on Senate Bill 56. In December of 2014, the South Dakota Supreme Court issued a decision in the case captioned First Gold Incorporated Mineral Palace LP and Four Aces Gaming LLC, plaintiffs versus South Dakota Department of Regulation and Revenue defendant. The plaintiffs are gaming establishments in Deadwood, South Dakota, who each run promotional programs intended to attract patrons to their casinos. The patrons join their clubs. The patrons then receive coupons or credits for free play of the casino's slot machines. Free play means that the patrons are allowed to play the casino slot machines using coupons or credits issued to them without having to use their personal money. The free play cannot be redeemed for cash, merchandise, or other promotional offers, but the patrons can win money from the use of the free play credits or coupons. The casinos brought suit requesting a determination that free play wagers are not part of their adjusted gross proceeds and therefore are not subject to the state's gaming tax under SDCL Chapter 42-7B. The court held that because the casinos did not receive any income from free play wagers and because the patrons did not wager anything, the value of the free play wager cannot be included in calculating adjusted gross income. Makes sense. The decision is correct as far as it goes, but it does not take into account that free play does result in gaming wins, which are cashable credits, and they cannot be regarded, we cannot regard free play credits as gaming wins because they can be rewagered. You can win your free play credits and then rewager them, and then you're going to, there is actually income. This then resulted in the current bill, which I'll let others explain to you. Thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 56.
Good morning, Mr.
Chairman. Good morning,
sir. Members of the committee, my name is Larry Elias, and I'm Executive Secretary of the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. And Representative Johns took about 99% of my testimony. I do have a copy of the Supreme Court decision, which I can hand out, Mr. Chairman, if the committee would like it, although Representative Johns did summarize it. But if you want to, if you want copies, I've got it. Not necessary. Okay, no need to kill a tree. Representative Johns explained the court case and its decision. The dilemma that we're solving here is that the technology can't determine what caused the machine to spin, whether it was a free play or a paid play. And so we've come up with the 90-10 is based on our actual field averages. It's about a 91% payout. That's hard data from about 3,300 slot machines spinning 24 hours a day for month after month after month. Some of the casinos wondered how we got to that. We sent all of the material involving this bill, including the Supreme Court decision and the casino's position, to a company called Gaming Laboratories International, which is an international slot machine and slot management testing company. This company has tested a prototype of every slot machine that was ever played in South Dakota since 1989, before it ever was allowed to be shipped into the state. And the independent lab said the 90% average return figure calculated by the South Dakota Commission on Gaming using actual field return data over defined periods is a logical and practical method to determine the return percentage average. And again, I've got copies of that letter if anybody wants it. But that's how we came with the 90-10. We certainly want to follow the Supreme Court's decision. I had initially thought that I could simply design the forms, the tax forms, to be consistent with the court's decision. The tax lawyers in the Department of Revenue tell me that no, Larry can design the form, but the formula has to be in statute. So that's why we brought the bill, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, sir. Additional proponent testimony. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 56. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 56? Opponents. Last chance. Opponents. Seeing none, we'll waive the rebuttal and open it up for committee questions. Any questions by the committee? It's only, I know it's only 3 minutes to eight, but I hope we're all awake.
I have a question.
Oh, thank you, Representative Lederer.
This is a question for the gentleman who just spoke. When you visit the casino, And we heard in the first testimony, just for clarification, you would, let's say, wager 10 free play dollars, and then you happen throughout the course of that game to win $10, which you could then cash out. And then you take those $10 again and you re-wager them.
If you won on a free play, what you have won has a cash value. You can do several things with it. You can continue to play. You can cash it out, although anymore it's, you get a ticket. We don't do cash. You would get a ticket that would have a printed value on it. You could take it to the cage or to a kiosk and get actual currency or coins, or you could bring it back to that casino. It's not good at another property, but you could bring it back later that night or even the next day or any time within 30 days and put that into a machine, if just like a $10 bill.
So I'm assuming that under this bill, if it were to pass, that there would be free play monies that maybe were created but were never spent. Would this only include ones that were actually played in the machine?
There's a lot of free play doesn't get spent. I'm not sure I understand the question any farther than that. I mean, the casinos carry on their books at any given time a lot of unredeemed play.
I was just making sure that there wouldn't be created some free play money, and then that free play money that was created but perhaps not spent would be subtracted from the income earned by the casino.
No, it's just carried as, I mean, any players club has got unredeemed points at it in any day of the week. That wouldn't, how the players club and the free points work would not be affected by this bill. It only applies to the calculation that we use on the monthly taxes. The customers will, if this bill passes, the customers will never know the difference as far as how they use their free play or how they get their free play.
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Eliason, good morning.
Right.
I am awake, actually. It's just that your testimony was so compelling that I was rendered speechless. And so my, you know, just to make sure I understand the adjusted gross proceeds, that calculation is done through the measurement of the play in the machines. And because we can't distinguish between a free play coin and a actual tender, that hence we have the formula, the 90-10 formula.
Correct.
Is that right?
The technology is just not there to track what caused the spin.
Got it. This is a good bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Just for the record, at 8 o'clock on Thursday, February 26th, Representative Hager was speechless.
It didn't last.
But we see it didn't last very long. So, but I just wanted it for the record. Thanks, Representative Hager. Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll close that portion on Senate Bill 56 and open it up for committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hager.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to pass.
The motion is due pass by Representative Haggers. That's seconded by Representative Bartling. Any comments, Representative Hager, now that you're awake?
No more at this time. Just urge your passage of the bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing no further comments, the motion at hand is due pass on Senate Bill 56. All in favor will say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bartling.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Kirschman.
No, aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
May. Nordstrom.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Wick. Excused. Willitson.
Aye.
Rosen?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 14 yay and one excused.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, Senate Bill 56 passes. That motion for consent was by Representative Kirschman.
Second.
There was a second by Representative Rosen. All in favor? Well, any objections to that? Very good. All in favor of that consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 56 is now on our consent calendar. Okay. The senator is with us. So our next item on our agenda is Senate Bill number 5. Senate Bill number 5 is an act to revise certain provisions concerning the assessment and taxation of real property. And with that, I will open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 5. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the House Taxation. It's great to be back over here before you. Senator Jim Peterson, District 4. What we have here with Senate Bill 5 is merely a cleanup bill. It's removing language that's obsolete out of the code. It was brought from our Ag Overland Oversight Task Force. And if you look at Section 1, it talks about Section 1 of the 2009 session. And what the language in that talks about is the limitations or the hold harmless that were for the years 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, which we've now exceeded, so they're no longer needed. Then you go down to line 12, and it talks about non-agricultural acreage property. And what that is the non-ag Z property. We used to have in law that when property sold for more than 150%, this goes to that 150% rule, sold for more than 150%, it couldn't be used for establishing values of other assessed property. And that was done away with. And the time is gone by too for the provisions of that, so it's language that's no longer needed. We have, I think, someone from the Revenue Department that will also testify on this. It went through on consent on the other side. I'm hoping for the same result here because it's just obsolete language that's being removed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 5. Proponent testimony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the House Taxation Committee, Mike Houdyshell at the Department of Revenue. Just a real brief me too this morning. This is just some cleanup here, as the good senator described. And just a little hat tip to Representative Duvall. I believe she's the one who pointed out the issue with Section 2 that needed to be removed because we had that obsolete language. It just goes to show that sometimes we miss things. So anyway, with that, I would just ask for this committee's favorable consideration of Senate Bill 5. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Additional proponent testimony. Proponent. Seeing none, I will open it up for opponent testimony to Senate Bill 5. Opponents? Seeing no opponents, we can waive the rebuttal. And at this time, I'd open it up for committee questions. Any questions from anyone on the committee? I don't see anyone waving their arms. And so at that point, we will close that. And at this time, open it up for committee discussion or action.
Chair.
Representative DuVall.
Mr. Chair, I move due pass.
That motion is due pass by Representative Duvall, second by Representative Bartling. Any comments? No comments? Any comments on the due pass motion? Seeing none, the motion at hand is due pass on Senate Bill 5. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bartling?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Lutterell?
Aye.
May?
May.
Yeah. Nordstrom?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Wick, excused. Willitson?
Aye.
Rosen?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 14 yay, 1 not voting.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, Senate Bill 5 passes.
Move consent.
That consent motion was made by Representative Kirschman, seconded by Killer. Representative Killer. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Senate Bill 5 is now on our consent calendar. Okay, that finishes our business for the morning. Stay tuned. We will entertain a motion for adjournment by Representative Hager, seconded by Representative Rosen. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.